One of the most influential media empires in the world can be traced back to an MIT graduate working out of a house in Newtonville. Back in 1964, the late Patrick McGovern started what would become the technology media company giant, International Data Group, or IDG. IDG would eventually publish hundreds of IT magazines around the world, including Computer World and PC World. Author Glenn Rifkin worked for Pat McGovern as an editor at Computer World during the 1980s and has a new book out called Future Forward, examining the legacy of McGovern's work. We asked Glenn Rifkin to start our conversation by describing his former boss.
With Pat McGovern, what you saw was what you got. He was a genuine person who didn't put on any airs for people. He was genuinely kind. He genuinely believed that if you treated employees and customers in the proper manner, in the right way, that you would get back rewards in spades. And so this guy was the real deal. In an industry, in business, where CEOs are often so cutthroat and so focused on the bottom line, this was a guy who really was focused on making lives better. In Massachusetts, for example, he created the ESOP, the Employee Stock Ownership Plan, that allowed a lot of employees, including me, to build a nest egg that we never would have gotten at another company. He was among the first companies in Massachusetts to approve health benefits for spouses and partners of gay employees. This was a guy who just saw the world differently.
IDG started the now, of course, ubiquitous Four Dummies how-to series of books with the black and yellow covers. The first Four Dummies book was an explainer on Microsoft's DOS operating system. He was interviewed by MIT back in 2009, and this is what he said about the Four Dummies series.
If I'm sitting next to somebody in an airplane and they say, no, what company are you with? And I say, IDG. Oh, the dummy guy. You're the dummies. So, like Bill Gates called me up and said, we found that people are taking our manual out of the DOS software package and tossing it away and then buying your manual because they can understand it. So what we should do is we'll put our code inside your book and then we'll sell the whole package, which we did. Worked out very well.
Did the Four Dummies book fall into Pat McGovern's view of making information accessible to everyone as much as possible? Was that the driving force behind it?
Well, it certainly did fall into that category. It was part of the mission, which was to, you know, share information about information technology. But in fact, the Four Dummies book idea was presented to him by one of the employees using Pat's famous "let's try it" attitude. Pat actually was a little hesitant because he wondered and worried that you would be insulting the readers by calling them dummies. And when this young editor explained to him the purpose of it, he bought in right away. And really the rest is history because that series just took off and there are now literally thousands of titles in that series.
Tell us a little bit about the story in the book about how McGovern and IDG were able to convince Steve Jobs of Apple to license the name Macintosh. Hard to imagine Apple licensing Macintosh to anyone.
You have to understand, in 1984, Steve Jobs was just introducing the Mac, and Jobs was intent on making this a ubiquitous platform. And when McGovern showed up right away, and he was, you know, the consummate salesman, and said, "We can start a publication called Macworld on the day you release this computer. And it will share with the world everything about Mac. It will be the cheerleader for the brand." And he convinced Steve Jobs that this would be really important for the brand. Jobs eventually, and not long after, decided that it was a bad idea to license the name and wished that he had never done it. But McGovern managed to make the relationship work in a very positive way for decades.
What do you think Pat McGovern's biggest accomplishment was?
Pat McGovern's greatest accomplishment was building this global empire in order to allow people all around the world to share information about information technology. He also gave $350 million to MIT to found the McGovern Institute for Brain Research. He built three of those in China. So this guy left a legacy of connecting people, sharing information, and making the world a better place because technology, for all the naysaying about it, is in his mind, was an incredibly positive force.
Glenn Rifkin, author of the book Future Forward, about the legacy of ITG founder and philanthropist Pat McGovern. Thanks a lot for coming in. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Bob. It was great to be here.